9 o'clock seems to be 9:30, and I think we have Anni-Maria here with us. Hi, Anni-Maria.
Hi, nice to be here with you.
Yes, good that you could make it. Welcome. So, as soon as you're ready, you may start your presentation.
Okay, yeah, I'll start with sharing the presentation with you. Wait, no, this wasn't the correct one. Here, yes. Okay, can you all see the presentation now?
Yes.
Yes, okay, good.
Thank you.
So my name is Anni-Maria Valli, and I'm from the Jyväskylä Cycling Club. This presentation has actually a name of colleague because he's originally prepared the presentation. So I'm going to tell you about cycling in Jyväskylä, some general tips for getting a bike, the traffic rules, and some safety concerns. About safety, I would like to say that cycling is mostly very safe, and you shouldn't be too worried about it. Often when we talk about cycling safety, it might make it feel like it's some super dangerous activity and you need to be afraid of it or something. But in general, cycling is safe. There are just a couple of small things that you need to take into consideration to make it even safer. There are a lot of reasons why you might want to cycle in Jyväskylä. It's easy and cheap. You only have the initial cost of getting the bike. After that, it's free. It's usually the fastest way to travel for shorter distances, and the distances between different campuses and the city center and student housing are usually just a couple of kilometers. So a bike is a very, very good way to travel. It's free from timetables, and there aren't really enough cyclists here to cause any cycling traffic jams. So you don't need to wait for that bus or sit in traffic. It also gets you some exercise every day and some fresh air. And it's good for the planet also. So there are five reasons why you might want to cycle also while you're staying in Jyväskylä. And I'm gonna tell you about a little bit about bikes, and what you need to have on your bike for it to be legal, and some bike maintenance to keep that bike in good order, so that it's pleasant to ride and safe. Here are some tips where to get bikes. I believe not all of you are in Jyväskylä yet, so I think that there will be a recording of this, and I think we can probably get the slides to you maybe later. If you're not here yet, you can refer back to these and find these addresses and places where you should be able to get a bike. If you're staying here just a year, it's probably recommended to get a used bike. It's a bit cheaper, and you can probably then again sell it when you are about to leave. And your bike should have a bell. That's actually a legal requirement. And when you are overpassing some pedestrians or there's something someone who clearly hasn't seen you, you can ring the bell to let them know that you're coming, or you can, of course, just say anteeksi in Finnish, or even excuse me in English should probably work, but the Finnish word is anteeksi, and usually people are quite nice. And here in Jyväskylä we get snow and ice in the winter, so you might consider getting spiked tires for the winter time, which makes winter cycling much more pleasant if you plan on cycling through the whole winter. And it's a legal requirement to have lights on your bike, a white light in the front and a red light to the back. And you can buy these really nice small LED lights for like, the cost is between 5 to 10 euros. So that's really no excuse not to have the lights. And the conditions do get quite dark here in the winter, so it's really important to have those lights on your bike so others can see you when you are riding. And the bike also needs to have reflectors in the back, front and sides, and they have the same color coding, so you should have a red reflector at the back, a white reflector on the front, and the side reflectors can be either white or yellow orange color. Usually if you buy a bike it should come with the correct reflectors, but you might want to check and ask that when you are buying a bike, and especially if you're buying it directly from someone and not from a shop, then you might want to check that it has all the reflectors and the bell, and might even come with the lights, but usually the lights you need to buy yourself. And then to keep your bike in good running order through your stay, first of all, always lock your bike. I think you maybe had some information about that also, but unfortunately, it's quite common for bikes to be stolen here. And even bikes that are maybe not so expensive, or you might think that no one wants to steal them, they still might get stolen. So always lock your bike and always attach it to something. Like here is in the picture, you can see that the bike is attached to a pole. Most of the campuses have quite good bike racks where you can leave your bikes, so just make sure that you have a good lock. Then it's important to have enough air in the tires. That keeps the tires also, they will last much longer without breaking when you have a good amount of air in the tires. Usually your bike tires might say what's the maximum pressure they can hold, so it depends, but this 2 to 3 bars you can pretty much put on any tire and it shouldn't be too much. And then remember to regularly add oil to the chains. It will make the bike much easier to ride. There are a couple of public pumps also in Jyväskylä. One on Kauppakatu in the center, and one next to the Koas building on Kauppakatu also, or the, you might know it as the, where there's this vegetarian restaurant called Katriina. And I think there might be one in Kortepohja, and actually in Kortepohja the student union has a really nice facility for where you can fix your bike and do maintenance, which I guess is usable for students. Someone from the student union probably knows better about that. But yeah, so there are a couple of places where you can pump your tires, even if you don't have your own pump at home. And then some basic traffic rules. These are the very basics. So if you are more interested, you might want to do some independent study also. So here are the basic traffic signs that show where you can cycle. So if you have a picture of a bike, that usually means that you're allowed to cycle there. If there is no indication, you should cycle always on the right side of the road. But if there is if it's separated by a line, then that indicates that you should cycle on that side of the road. And when there is a round blue sign which has two pedestrians on it, that means that you definitely can't cycle there. Also, when there is no sign at all on a sidewalk, that means that that is only for pedestrians and you are not allowed to cycle there. Then you can cycle on the right side of the car lane. So here are two pictures in which the first one, there's the pedestrian sign, that means you are not allowed to cycle there. And then the other one shows a situation where there is no sign at all. And as you can see, someone is actually walking there with their bike. So here, if on the second picture, if you would want to cycle along that street, you would have to cycle on the car lane. Then there are some pedestrian zones. For example, most of the Kauppakatu, which is the main street connecting the Seminaarimäki campus to the city center, is one of these zones. Closer to the university, it's a shared space, and closer to the city center, it's a pedestrian zone. And on both of these, you need to give way to pedestrians, but you are allowed to cycle. You just need to go slowly and make sure that you always give way to the pedestrians on these areas. But it's okay to cycle on them, just remembering that, like, the pedestrians have the priority on these areas. And yeah, when there are places where there is no cycling allowed on the sidewalks, you are riding on the road with cars, and in that situation you are a vehicle and you have the exactly same rules as the car drivers. So you use the traffic lights as cars. Please use hand signals to indicate when you are going left or right. And if there are cars parked to the side of the street, be careful if someone's coming out of their car. So keep a distance to the parked cars. So if they open their doors, you won't get hit by them. There, mostly zebra crossings don't give any, like, you can cross over them, but they don't, the cars don't need to stop for cyclists. So you will always need to check that that no cars are coming. there are some exceptions to that, which I will tell you in a minute. Here, if the car has a triangle or a stop sign, that means that it needs to give way to other traffic. Or if the car is turning, it needs to give way, and then you have the priority. So just keep in mind that the zebra crossings don't give the same protection to cyclists as it gives to pedestrians. And then some of the streets near the campus especially have these bike boxes where you can go in front of the cars to wait in the traffic lights, and then you are waiting there in front of the cars, and immediately when the light turns green, you can leave and you'll get a head start before the cars. And if you're turning right or left, please go to the right or left side of the box accordingly. And yeah, if you want to learn more about cycling, we organize these trainings for cycling in the city. It's about a 1 hour cycling trip around the city where we will go over the most important rules and maybe some difficult places where it's difficult to know. And the Finnish Road Safety Association, called Liikenneturva, has an English safety manual for cyclists also, which you can check out if you're interested to learn more details about the rules. But yeah, that I'll stop the sharing. That was my presentation, and I think this was almost my time slot, but we have a couple of minutes, I believe, if someone has questions or comments. I think you can also type questions to the chat if you want to ask something. Good cheap place. You can get them in any supermarket for a good price. Like the common supermarkets here are called City Market or Prisma, or there's a place called Clas Ohlson in the center, which is kind of like a hardware store. They have some. And yeah, they're really easy to find. A lot of places sell them. Okay, any other questions? Okay, I think there are no more questions. Thank you for your attention and welcome to Jyväskylä, and hope you enjoy your stay and maybe enjoy your cycling here.